This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A joyous scene of marching bands and children dancing in Santa hats and waving pom-poms turned deadly in an instant as an SUV sped through barricades and into a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee, killing at least five people and injuring more than 40 others.
Today's tragic incident occurred on November 21st, 2021 at 4:39 p.m. at Gasper Avenue and Main Street. The Waukesha Christmas Parade was taking place when a red SUV drove through the barricades westbound, heading down Main Street. The vehicle struck more than 20 individuals. Some of the individuals were children, and there were some fatalities as a result of this incident.
That's the Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson. The city of Waukesha posted on its social media accounts late Sunday that it could confirm at least five died and more than 40 were injured, while noting that it was still collecting information. The city's statement also noted that many people took themselves to hospitals. The city did not release any additional information about those who died. A person of interest was in custody, Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson said, but he gave no details about the person or any possible motive. The investigation was ongoing with assistance from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Chinese leader Xi Jinping today said his country will not seek dominance over Southeast Asia or bully its smaller neighbors amid ongoing friction over the South China Sea. Xi made the remarks during a virtual conference with the members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, otherwise known as ASEAN, held to mark the 30th anniversary of relations between China and the grouping. The two diplomats said ASEAN member Myanmar was not represented at Monday's meeting after its military-installed government refused to allow an ASEAN envoy to meet with ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry on Monday cautioned the International Atomic Energy Agency to remain on a path of technical cooperation. Saeed Khatibzadeh, the Iranian foreign ministry spokesperson, said, "We have always advised the International Atomic Energy Agency to remain on the path of technical cooperation and not allow some countries to press ahead with their political orientations and intentions under the name of the agency. It is obvious that we will make the necessary decisions based on developments and circumstances." The meeting today is in anticipation of the arrival of the UN nuclear watchdog's chief, Rafael Grossi, a little bit later on today, while nuclear talks with world powers are set to resume on November the 29th. Iran has considerably increased its stockpile of highly enriched uranium in breach of the 2015 deal. Philippine Nobel Prize-winning journalist Maria Ressa ruled out Monday going into exile over legal challenges she faces, and her lawyers urged the government of President Rodrigo Duterte to drop all charges against her. Ressa, the first Nobel laureate from the Philippines, shared the Peace Prize with Russian investigative journalist Dmitry Muratov, a move widely seen as intended as an endorsement of free speech rights under fire worldwide. Ressa's news site, Rappler, had its license suspended, and she's faced legal action for various reasons motivated, according to her supporters, by her scrutiny of government policies. A conservative lawmaker with a history of defending Chile's military dictatorship and a former student protest leader are headed to a polarizing presidential runoff after failing to garner enough votes to win the country's election outright. José Antonio Kast finished Sunday's presidential election first with 28% of the vote, compared to 26% for Gabriel Boric, following a bruising campaign that laid bare deep social tensions in the country. In a speech to supporters late Sunday, Kast doubled down on his far-right rhetoric, framing the December 19th runoff as a choice between communism and liberty. In contrast, Boric accepted the results and urged his supporters to convince the doubters. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated through central Brussels on Sunday to protest reinforced COVID-19 restrictions imposed by the Belgian government to counter the latest spike in coronavirus cases. Many among the police estimate of 35,000 at the rally had already left for home when the demonstration descended into violence. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.